the streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gonna make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gonna make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. Turn your radios all the way back up. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking on in on this winning Wednesday. Halfway through the week, hump day. Let's go.
Oh, it's rough too.
Lord help me. Yeah.
It'd be rough sometimes getting to Wednesday. We can just make it to Wednesday. We'd be in good shape.
I know. I feel like there needed to be a t-shirt if I could just make it to Wednesday.
Well, I told you, if I could get my day like I want to, we would have Monday off every Monday. We just
Tuesday through Friday, right?
I do not like Mondays. I can't stand Mondays. Like, I feel like Monday is the additional day to the Sabbath. Sunday.
It says the additional day.
But, yeah, it's like the additional day to Sunday. Like, it should be like Sunday and Monday go together. It's like no one should have to work. It should be off. Yes, yeah.
Off on Mondays. Yeah, no, I think every corporation across the world would definitely not agree with that. But
of course they would.
That's a wonderful idea, though.
Of course they wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? It is beautiful.
I think we should take Monday off.
Just have a longer production day Tuesday through Friday. That's all. Just, you know.
Okay.
A couple hours every you know, a couple hours added on, you know.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
So that way, by the time everybody make it to Friday, they turn up for real, because you're like, oh, we ain't got to go back into Tuesday. It hit different when you ain't got to go back to Tuesday, Dice. It hit different.
You will probably be doing all the wrong things if you don't have to go back to work to Tuesday. I'll be real with you. I'm doing nothing productive. If I don't have to go back to work until Tuesday, trust and believe. On Saturday, I'm planning to probably not go back to work on Wednesday. Till Wednesday. Because I'm like, if I had till Tuesday to get back to work every weekend, that's a problem.
It'd be a problem.
Yeah. It's a problem. For me. Because I'm taking advantage. I'm taking full advantage of every Monday off. Absolute advantage. Yeah. Oh, so you
see, I wouldn't. I ain't gonna get my sleep. I'll be kicking it. See, I'll be turned up.
No.
Friday night, it's like you turned up.
No, I'm using.
Then you go back and do it again Saturday, but then you got to go get you some word on Sunday, and then you get a chance to rest again on Monday. It would be beautiful.
I'm using
one day.
I'm using Monday, but go ahead. I mean, you got to have your dreams and hopes that Mondays everybody could be off. I love that. That's cute.
We thank y'all for waking up with us another blessed day. As you prepare to get ready to go into work or maybe go to school, I pray that y'all have some great talk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Continue to take your prayer language, your prayer relationship to a new level this year. I think that's something that we all need to do. So continue to, and shouts out to all my fasters, everybody who already is just moving and fasting already. I ain't started my first one of the year yet, Dice, but it's a lot of people already, you know what I'm saying? Some started with the 21 day or the 14 days. So shouts out to y'all. Thank y'all for encouraging me. I haven't been that disciplined just yet, but I think February going to be my month where I, seek them on a higher level and give up some of this stuff. I know I don't need no way.
Man. I don't know if I do it in February. I might do it in March, because February is, it's about to be Valentine's Day. You know, you're going out to eat. I'm eating everything on Valentine's Day. Shout out to all the people who celebrate Valentine's Day, but I'm eating everything I should not eat on Valentine's Day. I'll be honest with you. So please don't roll up on me at the restaurant asking me questions. I will have no answers for you on that day. But that's a day of love, you know. I'll be hanging out with my boo, and we're going to be doing whatever we want to do on that day because we're grown. It's Valentine's Day, so yeah, back up off me.
I was just, I listen, before she even said the grown part, I was just about to say, just be cautious about walking up on her ass now on any day. I don't think Valentine's weekend ain't just, just, you know, make sure you just come, right. In the right pocket.
I agree with that.
Shouts out to Tasha Cobbs Leonard. She featured on that track that just went off. That's that Blessings by Nicki Minaj. And shouts out to you, Nicki. We definitely want to get you on the show and talk, you know, faith and, you know what I'm saying, everything you got going on with you working with Tasha. We're going to continue to have artists like that on here if God say so. So, yeah, we're gonna see if we can get Nicki on here with Tasha and talk about that track and talk about that collaboration, Dice.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah, it's beyond dope. And the song itself is just, it's a banger. So shouts out for them to make good quality music, of course. You know, you tune back into The Fix. And we got a hot show for them, Dice. I think we're going to just continue to keep it in fashion. I think Monday and Tuesday, you know, we talked about it. I'm just saying, with the Real Talk conversation, we started off Monday with the Desert Experiences in Faith.
Yep.
Yesterday, we talked about embracing spiritual pruning.
Mm-hmm.
And today's a Real Talk topic, navigating life's divine seasons.
Mm-hmm. Y'all getting blessed this year. I mean, you're blessed every year, but this year, top of the year, you're getting blessed. So, I mean, we're just setting y'all up. It's all God. It's all God.
It's all God. But you know what? $ Miss Dice Gamble, $ The Fix Radio Show. Just, you know. No, because, so. Don't block your blessings, because we get it in. We started off pretty good, Dice.
It's good ground. I'll be real with you. It's good ground. It's good ground to sow into. So yeah, if you like, you know what, God, I really feel led to sow a seed of people doing great things in the earth in your name. It's two people right here right now. So I appreciate you going out there.
Not only that, we giving y'all a relevant word to help change
a relevant
you.
Word.
So that's what I'm. No, that's all I'm saying. So, like, we are blessing y'all. Y'all listening to us every morning, and we're giving y'all some tips. We're giving y'all some scriptures. We're giving y'all a fresh perspective on how to look at things. And you're like, oh, I need to activate some of these things, Dice said.
Right?
Oh, I need to activate some of these things, folks.
Come on now.
Yeah. Please hit the Cash App. It's available in both of our links. Y'all know how to get at us.
All of the links. And for those of you who are hating right now, that's very biblical. 1 Timothy 5:18 says the what? Ooh, you shall not muzzle the ox while it is treading out the grain. What? And the worker is worthy of his wage. I'm just saying. We working.
Yep.
We worthy.
Yeah, we working. That's all we work hard over here. That's okay. So shouts out to everybody working hard, because we working hard early into Moulton.
super
yeah
early.
Listen, I'm excited. Real talk, the spiritual detox, Dice, got one of your super friends on. I feel like this is an artist you introduced me to. I was not familiar with none of his work, and then I found out he a producer and he do podcasts with his wife, and he's super dope.
Yeah Casa, listen, Virginia, stand up. VA, stand up. So we will have one of our excellent brothers on today. His name is actually Samuel Jones. Shout out to all the Joneses. I happen to be a Jones Saunders. That's my husband's doing there. But yeah, this man makes music, like you said, producing. He kind of reminds you of Kanye West. Definitely has a huge fan base. And he's a Christian hip hop superstar. So I don't know, man. I love it. Definitely followed. I ended up following him after I followed No Big Deal. But this man is a writer. He's an entrepreneur. And like you said, him and his wife, like, they're amazing. So I'm excited that we get to have him on here. And it's Caso in the building, y'all.
Caso's in the building. And of course, listen, Dice gonna have that news in 90. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to our brother Justin Adams with that Faith and Sports Report. Mm-hmm. Of course, I got lyrics for the mind today. And come on, y'all know we got a lot more, you know, trendy news, topics, birthdays.
Listen,
we got all that. Listen, strap up. The next 4 hours, listen, very entertaining, but also we're going to drop some nuggets and some wisdom too as well. So, yeah, please. Wait a minute. Where can they go get them? Their notebooks at Dice?
CHHUniversity.com. CHHUniversity.com. Y'all can even go to Chew Shop, because I mean, you keep saying Chew, you know, because it's CHH University. But yeah, CHHUniversity.com today, man. You can get your nice little notebook. And, you know, just a cool place where you can write down and jot down these notes that, like you said, focus these gems, these nuggets, because this stuff is really good. Like, we don't just jump on here. We actually listen. We listen to our own show, because when the spirit is moving, like sometimes you're just talking, you're being led by the Lord. But when you actually go back and listen, you get a good word. You're like, ooh, like, okay, God, use you. Well, you better use us, Lord, because, you know, we want to know what you're hearing, too. We're not just out here blindly rambling. So it's like, no, I this show blesses me a whole lot. And it definitely has helped me grow personally. So I'm a witness. Get your notebook. Write it down.
Please get your notebook. And shout out to everybody who buys a notebook. When you purchase that notebook, take a picture and tag us on Instagram. Go on and build our faith up. We need to see that. We need to see y'all taking notes.
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your News in 90. If you own an Alexa, are you using the drop-in feature? This feature has come in handy for parents who have children and for children who have parents. You can also download the Alexa app on your smartphone and call your Alexa that's at any location. Make sure you have the name saved correctly in your smartphone and just tap on the Alexa icon. Alexa has the ability to do a drop-in at whatever location the Alexa is located at and connect you instantly. So the next time you're looking for someone and they're not picking up, ask Alexa to call and check in. Healthy tip of the week, go for a walk after you eat. Eating can sometimes cause us to be lethargic and even sleepy depending on what we've consumed. Walking after eating is even better for you than you think. It's shown to aid in digestion, to lower your blood sugar, it reduces your heart attack, disease risk. Even just a short 10 to 20 minute walk after every meal can benefit you in many, many ways. Burn calories, and simply makes you feel better. So the next time you consume that heavy meal, maybe it's your cheat day, please make sure you take a good short walk. It's good for your health. And in fashion, all hail the millennial mindset when it comes to managing your finances, dealing with spending money on clothes. An effective way the millennials are saving money is they're buying clothing off season. Just like your parents, the idea is to shop when things go on sale and then have them in your closet ready when it's time to wear them. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
Shouts out to Scooty Wop.
Scooty Wop.
Dug in them crates this morning, Dice. That was that spin back. That's when he was busting all the moves on Tiki Taki and getting physical a little bit. So, yeah, shouts out to WAP. Listen, Scooty WAP got a feature on Swoop and John O's We Go On project that I think might be one of the best songs of the year, Dice. In real time. And you know why? Because the boy on there singing. I'm telling you, listen, go run them numbers up. If you have not purchased or streamed, We Go On, Swoop's and John O's project. It's amazing. It's 12 songs on there, and it talks all about grief and how to process and deal with grief. And yes, Scooty WAP has a feature on one of the songs with Swoop. And, it's amazing. When I tell y'all that song is ridiculous, I was blown away, Dice, when I was listening to it. It was like we already had reviewed that Chase and Ghost song.
Right.
So I already knew that was a banger. You brought that to my attention. I'm like, okay, this thing is dumb. And then I went and listened to the whole project. Like I say, We Go On.
Yeah.
And yeah, I came across that Life of Your Dreams. The name of the song is called Life of Your Dreams. It's Swoop featuring Scooty WAP. It got a sample on there, Dice. I don't know what old school sample it is, but it's amazing. But that thing go hard. Like I say, John O and Swoop put this project together, and it talks about everything about grief. So listen, everybody out there dealing with any form of grief, go get that project. It's straight ministry. And I'm talking about it gives biblical substance. Yeah. It gives life experiences. Mm. It just feels good. It has the little, Jono does a great job of like doing his little preaching inserts at times on songs. And it just feels cinematic. It feels like a soundtrack. That's what it feels like. It feels like that soundtrack feel. So like, yeah, it's amazing. But yeah, Scooty Wop song. Listen, the Scooty Wop feature, that's the best song on it to me. So I want you to listen to it, Dice, and we go have that conversation. You know what I'm saying? Probably a couple days after you get a chance to listen to it. But I think that song on there is the best one. And I don't think I heard one that was weak, but that one right there just spoke to me. Life of Your Dreams, like I say, Swoop, Jono featuring Scooty Wop.
Okay.
Happy what day?
Come on now, it's National Peanut Butter Day. Don't hate. For those of you who are allergic, I apologize, but today is just not your day. It's for those who are not allergic to these tasty morsels. And listen, you guys need to hashtag National Peanut Butter Day. This started way back in the day during this Aztec and Inca reign, 1000 BC. And my good googly goo, like on the 24th of January, especially here in America, we recognize chunky or smooth or creamy or whatever. It's peanut butter. It's peanut butter day. So it's a great source of protein for those of you who are trying to bulk up. Okay. And in 1884, Edison developed a process to make peanut butter paste from milling roasted peanuts together between two heated plates. And this is the famous cereal maker responsible for Kellogg. So yeah, peanut butter is jam. No pun intended. I actually love it. I love strawberry jam with peanut butter toasted with a little bit of salt on the outside of the bread. I'm bougie and it is what it is. Okay. That's me. Growing up, I had to have it with saltines for a snack. So shout out to all the kids who got great snacks in your lunch. My mama would do like that, little slices of that government cheese or some peanut butter with some saltines. Do you like peanut butter, Focus?
I love peanut butter.
I didn't even realize you could put it on pancakes. Some people put it on bagels. Pretzels rule. I eat it on celery. You already know I'm gang for some celery. And then when they made peanut butter chocolate chip cookies, I was like, I knew there was a God.
Well, I felt that way when Reese's Cup came out. I was like, Lord, this is
you know
it.
The story about Reese's, right? Is your boy. So it was two guys. One guy was trying to convince the other one. He was like, he was a farmer. And he was like, look, I got a lot of milk, got a lot of cows. You know what I'm saying? So if we whip up this chocolate, listen, one day I dip my chocolate in some peanut butter. It's really good. And the other friend was like, nah, that's nasty. And so, yeah, it was crazy. You got to research the story on how the Reese Cup came about, because it was definitely two friends who had great ideas, and one of the friends was a hater, and obviously he missed out. But yeah, peanut butter is delicious with the apples. Woo! Yeesh!
I eat a bowl of apples with peanut butter. Yeah, absolutely. What? Slice some jokers
up. Come on, where's that green? I'm so glad you said that. Put some respect on that Granny Smith. Put some respect on that Granny Smith.
Yeah, I like that Granny.
Woo, that peanut butter.
But I do peanut butter and crackers like you too as well. But I like Ritz. I like Ritz crackers.
But growing up, this is how I know you had a little more money than me. I had to have saltines. Ritz was like, let's be honest. Ritz was when there was a holiday at your house, or when you went some. Talking about myself. And then and it's so funny because my husband, he's super bougie. So he had the, what's the rectangle cracker, the lighter one? It's like a buttery, I'm trying to think of the name of it. But yeah, he had that cracker. I was like, that was the grown people cracker. The only way you got that cracker was it had tuna fish on it, or like that was a special cracker. That was beyond the Ritz, you know, the Keebler, the little joint. You know what I'm talking about? Don't play. Is that rectangle cracker. And I was like, bro, this is how I knew you grew up with a little piece of change, because they didn't give kids all the stuff that was extra expensive growing up. You just didn't do it. You didn't do it.
Well, crackers was expensive in my household, Dice. We had crackers.
Break it down.
So let me break this down before we go to break these crackers. So full disclosure, we had saltine crackers. We also had Ritz crackers. But if we would have touched them saltine crackers, my mama would have chewed us out. Because you know what my mama used saltine
breading
crackers for?
Breading.
Yes, breading,
crumbled it up. Yep,
dressing, But then also she enjoys the fruit of her labor. She likes saltine crackers. It was her crackers because she would eat, my mom would eat sauce meat.
They don't know what you can't pass that.
Or
I was going to say, sardines, yeah. You got to tell them what that is. Cause these people don't know. Yeah. Sauce meat. They don't know.
It's basically, boy, I hate to say pig shaving. It's like put together like, yeah, basically. But it's pork, though. It's all pork, though, right? Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. It's spam. So, yeah, let's talk about that.
Like the loose, okay. It's just like a loose meat that they pack together and, you know, yeah. But you talking about the saltines. Okay. Now, my auntie and my dad, like, they use the, it was only during the holidays that, like, smooth sausagey spread. I can't even think of the name of it. It's not the sauce meat. It's another one. But
okay.
Huh?
And it's not spam?
No. It's not called spam. What's the word for it? Ooh, but it was like an adult.
Okay.
Like, you had to be an adult to have these things. Like, sometimes we can get them Vienna sausages up off of them, but yeah, not all the time. It was just some stuff adults had, kids couldn't have unless you were probably a gay kid. But anyway, back today's National Peanut Butter Day. I know we got totally distracted. So if you eat peanut butter on this day, take a picture, hashtag National Peanut Butter Day. And if you get a Reese's, please hashtag your Reese's. And shout out to the Reese's with the chips in it, because those are fire. Ooh, mercy. Ooh.
Well, just get me the big cup. So shout out to anybody who wants to send some big cup, Reese's cup. Yeah, them big. Oh my goodness, them two of them jokers and a glass of milk. That's all I need. Coming up, we got our spiritual detox with our brother, super talented, producer, writer, podcaster, you know what I'm saying, artist. He do a little bit of everything. Caso will be joining us soon, so keep it locked for that. We also have Justin Adams with the Faith and Sports Report coming up next hour, and a lot more. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. Your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry, and it's time for our spiritual detox. And, Dice, we keep talking about all these super producers out here in our space.
Well.
Doing powerful things. We got somebody on with us today, don't us? A special one, don't we?
Yeah, you do. You do. Yes, Caso's in the building, y'all. Listen, yes, like you said, everything from a great artist to a producer, songwriter, we might as well throw actor in there. Like, just let's just go. So I'm excited because we have been reviewing some of his music, and you and I both know you like to go a little bit deeper focus into whatever the artist got going on. You're like, I need to hear more songs. Is there a project? You know, like, who is this person? You know, do they love the Lord? Like, so many questions. So that's exactly why our brother's on here today, so you can talk to the people. The people want to know. Caso.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Anyang ha seo, Caso.
Listen, don't go bilingual on me today. Listen, I need to speak English.
English.
All right. What's going on, Caso, man? We appreciate you coming through, man, kicking it with us, man. Like I said, yeah, we definitely have reviewed some of your music, production cred or artist cred. Like, yeah, we do so much music, and yeah, when we get a chance to talk with some super talented people, man, we are excited. So for the listeners, man, just share a little bit of your journey first, man. How did you even get into music, production, songwriting, you know, just in general? Yeah.
First of all, thank y'all for having me on. This is an honor and a blessing for sure to get to talk to you and also your audience. So I appreciate that. But as far as my music journey, I would say it started at a very early age. So I'm thinking maybe like 4 or 5. My dad, he's not in the music industry or anything like that, but he just used to write songs. So as a kid, I really became fond of just songwriting. My dad would write songs about me, my mom, or anything, and just, you know, sing them around the house and stuff like that. So I think that's where it first started. And, you know, I did church choir when I was young, of course. I feel like everybody did that. They was in the church. And then I went on to be in the band. In middle school, I picked up trumpet at the age of 10. I was in the percussion ensemble. So I just really took a liking to music at an early age. And then that turned into me going to college, scholarship for trumpet, and becoming a drum major at Virginia State University.
Let's go.
State University. And yeah, I met some friends there, learned how to really produce on a computer, because I was producing on my phone since I was about 16, the little GarageBand app they had on Apple. So yeah, and shout out to my friends, Reggie, Sean Linares, Avery. So them guys really taught me how to hone my skills and do it on the computer. Hmm. And from then on, we just started making music. Of course, it wasn't like music centered around God and faith, but that's where I really learned how to record and produce. Hmm. And then from then on, I met my wife back in 2018. And one day she sent me a song by No Big Deal. And he was a new artist to both of us, because I wasn't really listening to Christian rap and Christian hip hop like that. So she sent that to me, and it really inspired me. Mm. I was like, oh, this is not lame.
Thank you.
And I knew I didn't want to make secular music anymore. I had been pulled away from that friend group. I had moved to a whole different city. So I knew for a fact I didn't want to make music like that, but I wanted to still make music. Mm. And I just didn't know where to go with that. But when I heard that song, it was, I think it was his album, 2018. And I was like, man, this really opened my mind to Christian music. So from then on, I just started, you know, dabbling in making faith-infused music. So that's my journey. Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. You said so much. I was stuck on the No Big Deal part because, you know, Focus has shared his story. Like, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Lecrae. Lecrae wow. inspired him musically, yeah. and then that kind of turned into where you sit right now. So yeah. it's amazing to me, and I'm glad you called his name out, because I think sometimes as an artist you need to hear that you actually inspired somebody to literally do like a 350, you know,
yeah,
and change definitely. And change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that was really huge. I'm sitting here like, when did you get married? When you were like 14? Because I don't. How old is he? How old is he, man, bro?
I can tell y'all. I am 29.
I'm
29.
Like, you're so young. You do not look, bro. You don't. I don't know. Y'all can't see, but he does not look his age. What you got, Focus?
That's not real. Yeah.
I know. I get that all the time. Like.
So listen, no, I definitely appreciate you sharing that, and No Big Deal is a big deal, and he has inspired a lot of us, and I'm glad you got a hold of that album. So walk us through, you know, your faith journey then. So mm-hmm. you know, with you doing music, when did you start transitioning to where you knew, okay, not only, you know, you heard the No Big Deal project, but still, when did you know you still wanted to do that though? Because it's like, that's different. Like, just doing regular music is easier than saying, okay, because it's a lifestyle that comes with, if you're going to do Christian music, like, you got to really be walking that. So walk us through the transformation of you saying, you know what, I'm really going to be sold out for real for God. And what does your faith journey look like?
Yeah, so I can say that turning point happened early 2017. I'll just get into that real quick. So early 2017, I had, well, this is something that's been going on. I had like anger issues. So, and one day in 2017, I got so angry with someone I was dealing with that I punched a brick wall.
Ooh.
I punched a brick wall and I broke my wrist.
My
right hand. This is the hand I use the most. So I broke that hand and the wrist. And I don't know, it's like the turning point happened after that, because I realized that, you know, being stressed out, not having fulfilling relationships, just not feeling like I had anything in me or to me or anything was going on in my life. It just made me completely angry and I lashed out. And I want to say, like in the middle of 2017, I started reading the Bible more. And it wasn't even on like, I'm trying to get closer to God. Like, that's not how it started. It started because one of my friends, who is actually a Hebrew Israelite, which is crazy. But he read the Bible a lot. So, you know, I started reading the Bible with him. But the difference was, it started to like kind of change how I thought. I wasn't really reading it at the point to like tell people this, tell people that. Cause you know, we would go out and stuff and he would tell people, you know, you better repent and you know, you're going to hell and stuff like that. So, but for me, it turned into me seeing myself. And, you know, I started that journey of trying to build a relationship with Christ. And then here comes my wife. I ended up meeting her in 2018 and she was already, you know, sold out for Christ. And I could see there was something different about her. So, you know, I started pursuing her. And of course, I met her parents who are actually my pastors now.
Wow.
So I met her parents and they were. Yeah, I did. I did. But it's not the traditional church you would think. They started basically a movement called Holy Nation. It's like, but anyway, they just focused on kingdom. It wasn't traditional. It was nothing like that. So I really started to develop a relationship with Christ rather than a church or a place of worship. So that's kind of how my faith journey went. You know, I gave my life to Christ back when I was like four, you know, got baptized. My parents tell me that I was healing people in the church when I was about 4 years old. I don't really remember that, but, you know, everybody talks about that. And then moving on to going to high school, starting to abuse marijuana when I was like 17, and then going to college and still continuing that and drinking and, you know, just being wild. And yeah, that's kind of how my faith journey went. Yeah.
Well, I'm thanking God that it changed. Shout out to all the wives out here and the ladies that love the Lord. Good grief. That man said something different. Was it something different? Okay, she was something different. So I'm praying that you women heard that.
I'm glad you're talking about that music. We're going to hold it tight. I got one more question because he said something that I always talk about.
What did he say?
Because I go to he talked about having a good friend who's a black Hebrew Israelite. That in itself is a whole. So I want to know how you deal with it because I go to a barbershop where I got about two. You know, great guys. I wouldn't call them my friend, but they are, you know, associates that I constantly talk to. And I promise you, it seemed like they know when my appointment is. Cause I promise you, it's like, cause everything is appointment based now. You know, ain't no walk-ins no more. Everybody knows it's appointment based. And I'm like, every single time I walk into my shop, these guys is here. And I had great conversations with them, but I don't know. Some of them turn into arguments. So how are your conversations with your friend who, you know, like you say, he is a black Hebrew Israelite. Yeah. How do you even argue the faith with him? Because they so dogmatic. They don't even want to even open their eyes. Even when you fact check them and prove them wrong. I had to take my whole back. Listen, let me tell you something. And my wife would tell you, I had to take all my resources with me when I go to the barbershop. Who goes in there with a bag of resources?
You got the big, thick Bible.
You got the concordance.
Yes, everything.
Strong dictionary, everything.
Let's go to war. That's what I told him. I said, all right, y'all ready to go to war? Let's go to war. But how do you talk to him? How do you deal with him?
So I will say he's not a Hebrew Israelite anymore at this day and age. He's not.
Well,
he's
praise a believer. God.
Right, praise God. But back then, it was like pulling teeth, man. I'm just like, I understand. I understand that the Bible says this. Yes, I understand this. But I'm like, bro, where is the love?
Yeah.
None.
I'm like, bro, you out here punching people in the face. Like, where is the love, man? So I used to argue with him about that a lot. Like, you need to show more love. Like, there's more compassion. Like, you're not going to win people to the kingdom by punching them in the face. You know? So those conversations would be like pulling teeth. We would argue, but I mean, we were still friends because at that point we were living together. So it was
you couldn't run.
It was no, you couldn't run from it. So,
wow.
But that's how our conversations went.
Wow. Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, we got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back for more. Keep it locked. You're tuning into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. And listen, we still in the middle of this great conversation with our brother. So come on, listen, you done got married young, and you know, you started a whole podcast with your wife.
Well,
and I feel like y'all doing ministry on a different level. So what's that like, you know what I'm saying, just to do ministry and do podcasting with your wife? And what inspired y'all to do that?
So what inspired us to do the podcast is we used to talk a lot when we were dating. We did long distance. We lived about 4 hours away from each other. What? So we used to talk a lot on the phone, FaceTime. We used to have Bible study and things of that nature. And I don't know, one day I felt the Holy Spirit like, y'all need to do a podcast. Like, y'all need to share this with the world, because there's so many things we would say. We would just be like, whoa, like we would catch so much revelation from just reading scripture and reading certain books that I was like, this has to be shared. But that seed was planted back in 2018, and we didn't start until 2023. So it took about 5 years for it actually to manifest. But honestly, the journey for the podcast has been challenging, because there's a part of us that wants to figure out, you know, how can we reach a bigger audience? How can we get more views? How can we do this? How can we do that? Then there's another part of us that's like, man, we're still impacting people, because it doesn't matter how many people hit us up saying, look, this podcast has really either brought me joy, conviction, or, you know, just education about God. But, you know, it's been helping them. So the journey has been, I'll say it's been good. It's been good. Yeah.
What's that one thing you've learned from being married that you didn't know about yourself?
Woo, man. So, one thing I didn't know about myself is I'm not as prepared as I thought I was. I'm just talking about in life, doing certain things. My wife brings to my attention about things I need, right, that I need to be doing, you know, and things I should be focusing on. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like I put so much focus on pursuing the dream of music, also cinematography. I'm a cinematographer, went to school for that. And she makes me realize that what's in the home is more important than pursuing those things first. So how am I being a leader in the home rather than being a leader outside the home? So I'm not as prepared as I thought I was. That's probably what I've learned.
Shout out to you for the humility. Listen, I love it. I love it. I'm here for it.
Good luck to you too, because good luck, because I got 28, 29 years almost in the game, and I still ain't got it together.
That's a blessing, man. Bro, it be like that.
Listen, it's a beautiful thing. Shouts out to all the wives listening right now. We love y'all. I promise y'all, we love y'all. It's interesting. They come up with just new ideas each and every day. It's amazing to me. And that's what I call them. I say, did God just insert that new idea? Where did that come from? Right. I'm right here. I'm grinding doing this. And you've already got three other things that you mm-hmm. envisioned. That
helpful
I should be.
Things, by the way,
it go both ways.
Definitely.
So it goes both ways. But the beautiful thing about it is, yes, they do help us and they do push us to a new level. So I wouldn't trade my wife for nothing. But no. It's always just mind blowing to me. Like, what did? Wow. Yeah.
Right. Because we're so one-track minded. Come on, men are so one-track minded, man. And I see that heavily. Yeah.
And listen, and they don't get that sometimes. Bless their life, but they don't get it.
I didn't believe it.
They want to juggle 8 things at once. And I'm like, I'm not thinking about 8 things. I'm thinking about 1 thing.
I tried that. My husband snapped on me one day. He said, I can only think of 1 thing once. And that's it. Yo. He's like, that's every man. We are thinking of 1 thing at a time. Don't believe it. We don't believe it till we get married. And then we actually see. Y'all really just be thinking about 1 thing at a time, huh? Yeah.
And we're trying to conquer that. So let us conquer this first before you bring us. Before you bring us to the honey to-do list. Yeah, don't bring us the honey to-do list. Wait a minute. I got about 3 more months to get this together. Give me a second. Okay, so come on, talk about it, man. You know, when you in the studio, man, creating this music, man, what's your creative process, man? How do you create your beats? You know, are you one that got to, you know, hear the hook, the loop? Like, walk us through your process and even the songwriting process too as well.
Yeah, got you. So my producing process is one of two ways. I'll be driving or I'll be somewhere and I just hear a melody in my head and I just sing it in my voice memos, bring it home, see if I can make something, you know, close to that. So that's probably like 20% of the time. 80% of the time, I'm listening to loops. I'm just deep in Splice or deep in Arcade, just listening to loops for hours and hours. And then I hear that one loop or that one sample that I can mess with. And I start, you know, doing whatever with that, bringing in the drums and adding counter melodies. But then after that, I'm usually in a space where I'm like, should I send this to somebody or should I start writing to it? 90% of the time,
I just start writing to it.
I can't help it. I hear melody in my head and I start singing it or rapping it, whatever, start writing it down. So most of the time I'm writing a song in about a day.
Wow.
So most of the songs you hear, I've written them in a day. Of course, I go back and add stuff to it, but most of them I'm writing in a day. So yeah, that's really the process with producing. And I will say, most of the time I pray right before. I just invite God into the session. Sometimes I'm just really in it and I'm just going in and I forget to really, you know, invite him into the session. And that's when it becomes a little challenging for me to come up with things to say or really put a beat together. So, yeah.
What is that dream collaboration for you? Like, who would you like to work with?
Man, I think I've done at least one of my dream collaborations.
Ooh.
And that is, I don't know if y'all know Kateri B. I mean, y'all, of course y'all do.
Come on, Kateri B
and Mike Teezy. Those are two of my like short-term dream collabs. But I'll say my long-term dream collabs are probably, of course, No Big Deal. And I don't know if y'all know an artist by the name of, do y'all know Caleb Gordon?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. I mean, he's pretty high on the scene. So those are probably two of my dream collabs long term. Yeah.
Did you produce Lover of My Soul? That's your beat?
I did. It's a crazy story behind that too, man.
Come on, let's hear it.
So I produced Lover of My Soul and it was one of those songs I was like, should I send this to somebody or should I try to do it? So I wrote something to it and it was still, you know, Lover of My Soul. So I wrote something to it, you know, recorded a verse and a hook, you know, I let my wife hear it. And you know, I'm not an R&B guy, so I let her hear it and she was just looking at me, she was just like, nah.
She said, nah. Nah.
This is not it. And I'm like,
this ain't it, bro. Right.
Yeah. She was like, this is not it. I was like, all right, man. So I took everything off.
The beat fire though. Good job, honey.
Right?
She was. She said the beat is there, but nah.
Yeah. You gotta let that go.
So I sat on that song for like a year and a half. Like just the beat itself. It was in the closet for a year and a half. And I had known Kateri because I work at the church she would come minister at. Like I'm the media director there. So I worked there and I didn't know she did music. She didn't know I did music.
Wow.
But for some reason, my supervisor told her one day, like he showed her, I think it was Waymaker. And that's when she figured out like I did music and stuff like that. So she was like, oh, we got to link up one time. I was like, okay. So I started hearing some of her stuff that she did. And I was like, I got the perfect beat. So I sent it to her and her writer wrote it in like a day. And then when it comes to Mike Teezy, we had already had a song together. So I had already had that connection. And of course, you would have to pay Mike Teezy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's big time.
That's
but I was like, man,
brother.
How can I? Oh, wow. And I was like, man, how can I serve him right now, but also, you know, get this favor? Like, I need you to do a collab with Kateri. So he had a song, I think it was Call Him Anyway. I don't know if y'all heard that one, like the Chris Brown. Yeah, and I was like, bro, I play trumpet. I can put some licks on there for real, for free, because he was looking for a trumpet player. So I just hit him up in a DM. I did the licks. Song is dope, by the way. And then I was like, yeah, bro, all right, I'm going to need something from you because I'm not going to ask for payment for doing this. I need you to do something for me. So that's how that came about.
That's fire.
Yeah.
So come on, talk about this project. You got a project you dropping in January now. Come on.
Yes.
Talk about
January 5th. And it's funny you said talk about it because that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. The song is called Talk About It. And really, it's just, it's the song is about prayer, like just in general, just about really laying down your pride, your whatever it is that prevents you from talking to God and just literally talking to him. Because you can talk to him about anything. He wants you to bring your cares to him, anything, anxiety, all of that. He wants you to just talk about it. And I want people to see prayer as literally you just talking to God. It's not like this holier than thou type thing. You got to, you know what I'm saying, face the sun and get on your knees and do all of this stuff. Nah, it's spiritual. It's internal, like just talking to God. So yeah, that's the song January 5th coming out. I can't wait till it comes out. I love it. It's different for me, but hey, I love the song.
Yeah. That's what's up. Any advice that you would give to a young up and coming artist who can produce in a way that you can?
I would say if you can produce the way I can, which is, I would say I'm a pretty good producer, super producer, if that's what you say. I would say continue to work on your craft. I mean, it's so many days that I feel like I've arrived as a producer, but I still have that fire in me to continue to learn new methods, learn new, I'll even say hacks, because there's so many hacks that help me produce even at a faster rate. So I would say continue to study, continue to educate yourself as a producer, because the trends keep changing. Like music itself in the entirety, like music doesn't change, because you know what I'm saying, God created music. Music was created in heaven. But the trends as to which people's ears respond to certain things, that changes. So I would say continue to educate yourself and let go of that pride that tells you you're the top producer and you don't need help. You don't need to educate. Let go of that, because it's not going to get you nowhere.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Listen, we appreciate you rocking with us. Yes, come on and tell the people how they connect with you and follow you on all your social media platforms. And yeah, whichever song you want to introduce that you produce, go on and introduce that thing.
Okay, yeah, so y'all can connect with me on Instagram, also TikTok, and that's at KKAHSO. That's Caso, that's how it's pronounced. It's not queso. I know a lot of people try to say queso, a lot of people try to say Picasso. Nah, it's Caso. And just think about it like Picasso without the P and the I. So That's what it is, Caso. And that's how you can connect with me. It stands for, actually, it's an acronym that stands for Keep Cool and Have Some Optimism. Just so you can remember that. Yeah.
Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Shouts out to Bizzle. That's that Bizzle. Child like CC with that bussing.
Bussing.
Yeah, got to bus on the devil. Sometimes you got to bus on the devil.
Bussing. I'm new Christ. Look at me. Listen, he... I don't know, man. Bizzle just stepped his game up a lot.
Yeah,
I would say about 5 years ago. Seriously, like I think he just switched it up on everybody. So go, Bizzle. It's your birthday.
Bizzle been doing that thing for a minute, so he ain't letting off the gas. And it's like every time he dropped, it's a straight banger. So yeah, get that in spirit. We also played shouts out to our bro. We played Sis and Lil Bro with that Who That. They got that new track out too as well.
Focus Who trying That. To keep a hood for y'all. I love this. This is good.
I just try to play music that, you know, relates to, you know.
I know.
To the culture, you know. I just want to keep up with what's been playing on the mainstream, you know. We talk about sonically good music all the time on here, Dyson. We're in a blessed place now because we're making a lot of great music. Like, these are going to be some hits 10 years from now. People still going to be playing. So, no, I just want to make sure we continue to play the music that, you know, the people going to like, and we can cross over to, you know, other markets and do what we need to do, like we're doing right here, you know, on Sirius XM. You know what I'm talking about?
I love it.
So, yeah, it's a standard out here. It is. Shouts out to everybody who's making good music and doing it the right way and taking care of their business and, you know, getting good production. And seriously, like, I remember days, Dice, where I used to get a lot of emails and I'd be like, oh, my God, I can't even play 20 of these. I done got 30 of them, and 20 of them I can't even play. So I'm like still looking for music. That was about, like I say, 8-9 years ago. But now, we again, if y'all haven't tapped in on Friday, every Friday for our winning prescription, Dice and I both have issues keeping people off the list.
Yeah, it's challenging. So much good every single week. And I wanted to go over some of the statistics of good music, especially the kind that we play on the show. It can reduce stress. It helps with your creativity. It helps elevate your mental health. Obviously, on this show, your spiritual health. It can help improve your sleep quality, help you exercise. Okay, it brings people together, and it magnifies your memory. So when we're talking about having music in your mind, because, you know, this could be a type of meditation. Yeah, it helps to help your brain remember stuff. And it's fun. And it's just good. I love the fact it can improve your mood. Like, that's one of my things right there. I think every song we pick on Fridays, it's going to help you improve your mood. If you were in a tough place or sad place, you will be different. You're going to be different after you listen to these playlists that we drop.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Shouts out to everybody waking up on us for this Winning Wednesday, Dice. Shouts out to Winning Wednesday. Y'all know how we do it every single Wednesday. We don't take it for granted.
Nope.
If it has to be somebody out there that's listening to our voice and has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what better day, what better morning to start your morning off right? If you were to go outside and something happened to you, or you was, you know, didn't wake up this morning, you know, or tomorrow morning, are you for sure knowing by faith that you are going to somewhere else outside of, you know, just your time here on earth? So what better day to accept the prayer of salvation, start the process, you know, Dyson, getting a good Bible-based church. I think that's just key too as well. Absolutely. Accept them into your heart. And you can just, you know, do it by just simply saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
I need you in my life right now. I need you to forgive me of my sins. Help me, mold me, order my steps, guide me, and help me to navigate through the tough seasons of life. If you just, you know, say simple little things like that, that starts the process. The next thing, though, you need to get into a church. Let's be very clear. I know everybody want to run away from it. I know, you know, I ain't going to that pass. I ain't giving that. No. Just get that out your spirit. If the Holy Spirit wooed you, and you know it, and for anybody who knows out there, you know, it's that sudden feel when all of a sudden you know that, he's provoking. The Spirit of God is provoking you to do something. Let's just act and do it. And especially when you finally give in and do it. So get into a good Bible-based church and learn God for yourself. Because I think that's the key. Learn him for yourself. Absolutely. Be a part of the church, but learn God for yourself. That was one of the best decisions I ever made, Dice. Be honest with you, is getting in a good Bible-based church, going to classes, life classes, studying, praying. I did some seminary. I ain't Dice. You know, Dice is the preacher. I am not the preacher, but I have done some seminary. Then the Dice is the preacher.
The preacher.
Oh my goodness. That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. Listen, she got her cloth over there. She got her collar. She got everything.
I do got all that stuff. I do. Go ahead.
But that was the key, though. That was the key for me. And I was upset that I wasted so many years not having an authentic relationship with God. I really believe I was just going through the motions. I was just really living off of grandmama faith, mama faith, mama religion, the grandmama religion. I didn't really know him for myself. I didn't understand him for myself. I told you, I never felt conviction. It was like, I just did whatever I want to do. Like, yeah, who cares? So that was the best thing I can do. So again, you know, we want to make sure we offer that every Wednesday, Dice.
Yeah, I love it. Prayer of salvation, simple. Just pray to God from your heart and he will save you. Especially if you feel lost and don't know what to do. Like Focus said, that is the best prayer you can pray. Just, hey, I'm a sinner. Listen, but I truly believe that you died on the cross for me, and I want to live my life with you. Okay? And it's easy to do. And he is absolutely right about finding a Bible-based church or a Bible-based community. You need people around you who are going to embrace your life and your new yes to God, and they're going to help you walk that journey out. They'll hold you accountable, but they'll also hold you up. Okay, and be there for you. So hopefully some of you guys prayed that prayer today. And obviously, if so, you can always hit us on the inbox, DM us. We're here for you. But God bless you and God loves you. So
absolutely. Yeah. Coming up, we got our Real Talk conversation. You already know it's about to get real in these streets. So you want to keep it locked for that, of course, too, as well. We got much more. And we're back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Time to get real in these streets. Thank y'all for tapping in with us today. We got one for them today, Dice. We're gonna talk about it, huh? Navigating life's divine seasons.
Divine seasons. Well, there are seasons, and some of y'all are in a cold season right now. I know we are, and I'm ready for the spring to happen, but seasons are a whole vibe. You know, typically, you know, if you live in the Midwest, you get four seasons. That's another reason why I love living in the Midwest. I think you get to see God in more ways. That's just me being snooty locationally. But yeah, divinely, we go through different seasons. And so I think we do a good job here, you know, on the show, talking about people who are in different seasons of their life, you know, either whether it's music or whether we're just trying to give a word. It's like, well, you might be here, you might be there. And that's very biblical. I'm glad we're talking about Ecclesiastes today, chapter 3. And y'all already know, but listen,
strap up.
Ready? Ready?
She's about to take y'all to church.
Well, I mean, you know, this is what scripture says. There's a time for everything and a season for everything under the sun. You know what I mean? Is it time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to be uprooted, a time to kill, a time to steal, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And you can continue reading all of three if you like. But I just love that we have something in scripture that says it's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Like, this is God. God is time. So for those of you who are waiting on God and you think it's all in God's time, and it's just God is time. So, so yeah, he do what he want to do. We created the clock. We created 24 hours a day. We made that up. That's, we're looking at the sun and the moon and we're like, okay, we're going to try to track it. Yeah. But you know what? If God want to leave the sun in the sky for 2 days in a row, he can, if he wants to, because he's God. Right. So, yeah, he's faithful to do what he does and we're grateful, but there is a time for everything. And so what's the saying now? Read the room. That's the popular one online, is like, read the room. You know, read the room means now might not have been the time for that thing to happen or for you to say that. And so I think this is a scripture that lets us know we need the Holy Ghost. What do you think, Focus?
I think this is a scripture to tell us we need to have patience. First thing, when I read this one, that's the first thing that comes to my mind, Dice, I'll be honest with you, because you're right. There is a time for everything. There are seasons of life that we need to navigate through, but if you ain't got no patience to run the race, you're going to be in trouble. Because to your point, Dice, it's in his time and not our time. Mm. And a lot of us, listen, we live in a microwave society. We want it to happen now, Dice. I don't want to wait. We see so many horror stories with a lot of entertainers, a lot of people in the industry doing things probably they shouldn't do. But they don't want to wait on God's timing. They want it now. And they're being, you know, we seen the Cat Williams, you know, his Shay Shay interview. And we heard the rhetoric of, you know, people taking deals because they want it now instead of waiting on God's timing and letting God get them there. So, yes, the first thing I think about when I thought about this topic was patience. You need to practice patience. You need to make sure you're at peace with being still and walking through the process, walking through that season, whatever season it is. And another thing about the patience thing is, you know, when it's time to step up, step up. So that's what I thought about off top.
I guess you do need patience.
Oh, you need a lot. You need a lot.
I mean, I think this is a very tough passage for people to read, but it's just the truth. Like, I mean, you can sit here and break this down. Like, I just love how it starts with, there is a time for everything, like every single thing. And I think we could get rid of the fear of death if we would read this. Us dying or other people dying. We would get, you know, we would speak up when we need to. When it says there's a time to be silent, but there's a time to speak. I think the world is spiraling out of control. Like we even had a hurt on our live the other day, and it's like there is a
hurt.
Yeah, there's a time to speak up.
Yes,
like you've been holding your breath on this subject matter for so long, you gotta speak up, you know. So I love this from a spiritual perspective. Just, man, it kind of lets you know you're going to go through hard times. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through good times. Some days you may cry. Some days you may want to give up. There's a time that, you know, you're going to build. And then there's a time where you're going to need to tear some stuff down. Okay. Or God's going to tear it down.
Ooh.
And so what? It's true. Ooh. It's true.
What you mean tear it down? What we got to tear down?
Like the Tower of Babel. Shut that thing on down. Like, shut it down. You know, or even just a bad relationship that you've built up to be this thing. And some people have this, I was talking to a guy the other day and I started to cringe focus because I'm not usually in these circles, but the guy kept name dropping and it was just irking my soul. Like, I was thinking, I really don't care about these other people. I'm just trying to see what you're working on. You know what I'm saying? And I realized, like, yeah, these are those relationships that I've already torn down. Like, I really don't rock with people like that who keep bringing up the highlighted life of other people. It's like, okay, we call that riding where I'm from. It's like, what are we doing? Like, you need to tear down that thought that other people are so much better than you that you always got to say their name. Mm-hmm. Because that's not the position God wants you to be in. But if you feel like I always got to bring up, you know, people who are doing way more than I am, so there's value that you see in me. That's not it. So I ain't gonna get stuck on that. But that's what I said. I love Ecclesiastes 3 because, trust me, there is a time to kill some thoughts that you've been having in your mind. Mm-hmm. You gotta kill that thought. Everybody's not against me. You know, everybody's not coming for me. Everybody's not at home playing. It's so funny. Some people stay in the house, and I said this before. Some people won't leave the house because of the fear they believe they're going to encounter. They think people are just out there plotting and planning all night. It's like people do go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Maybe somebody hurt your feelings at work, but trust me, they're not just at home thinking of how to hurt your feelings again. Like, just go to work and speak up, because the Bible is very clear. It is a time to speak up. Mm-hmm. Hey, you said what you said yesterday. I didn't like it. Please don't say that again. Matter of fact, I went ahead and made a complaint because you made that up. Okay, you made that absolutely up. And so, yeah. This is just a good instruction. Actually, this is a good roadmap to life, you know, like planting financially. Yeah, it's a time to do everything in here. Time to keep and a time to throw away. Right before New Year's, we clean our house every year. I don't know if you guys do that. We do that. We get rid of everything. My husband has a hard time getting rid of almost everything. There's something I'm like, we need to throw that away. No, but we do it. We always bring in the new year with whatever's in the house is what we need, what we use. If we don't use it, if it's a what if it's still got price tag on it, it goes. Goodwill gets everything. So this year he just loaded up my truck. Yeah, we don't go into the new year carrying things we don't need. You know, that was a season. Let's give this away and maybe it'll help somebody else in their season. So,
navigating life's divine seasons. We talking about it. We got to go to a break. We be right back with more. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Thank y'all for, staying in this conversation with us, this real talk conversation we having today on navigating through life's divine seasons. And, we've talked about a lot, Dice, but I think I wanted to, talk about, when you're going through those trying times, to stay strong in the Lord, stay strong in the faith. I think a lot of people, the challenges when you talk about spiritual growth, Dice, are challenging because people don't want to trust the process. I remember my pastor, shouts out to my pastor, my bishop, Dr. R.A. Vernon, Word Church. He was talking to me when I was literally going through a tough financial season in my life. Mm-hmm. I talk about it all the time. Shouts out to Culture Shock Entertainment, the architect. I would have never met him, and I would have never gotten a purpose in radio had I not had a real talk. I sat down with my pastor. I said, look, I'm kind of stinking at managing money. Mm-hmm. Let's be very clear. I had to be very transparent with him. We're in a rough season. We in all this debt. You keep preaching about it. I need some help in this area. I need you to give me some practical things, not only just scriptures, but I need to be disciplined in this area. And shouts out to my wife, because when she sat down, we sat down together with him. He poured into us, and that's what fueled us to say, you know what? You know, you preach that powerful word, we gonna stop being hypocrites. We gonna actually do it. and to God be the glory, we were able to get out of debt. And, you know, that financial freedom is something totally different, Dice. When you feel that financial freedom, that burden of not having that burden on you, it's like a release. It's like a lift, a weight off your shoulders. But again, I'm serious when I say at first, before I went and talked, me and my wife went and talked to our pastor. Mm-hmm. I could not just even fathom trusting the process of really sacrificing almost 2 years of not doing nothing. And when I say nothing, nothing. We ain't go nowhere. We ain't had no date nights. We ain't buy each other no gifts for birthdays, Christmases, holidays. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. Every single dollar that came into the house, we put on debt. Mm-hmm. And that was rough in my mind until I got the momentum. I got going. And I promise you, that was a tough season in my life that I know without the power of God, I would have never been able to get through that. I ain't no way in the world. I'm just being honest. I would have never been able to get through that season. So shouts out to everybody. Listen, first Jesus Christ, but also shouts out to my pastor. And then, yeah, shouts out to me and my wife. Me and my wife, we always champion and kiss each other like, yeah, listen, yeah, we did that. It was tough, but we did that thing.
That's good. Yeah, I'm proud of you guys. I mean, you talk about it a lot, and I think people need to talk about it more. Like, let people know, I've been there, done that. You know, I mean, like I said, we definitely went through that season of, and for those of you who you still haven't started making the money you want to make, lesson learned, have your sometimes, heart rate.
Sometimes it ain't even about the money though, Dice. Sometimes it's just about you discipline yourself. You might have enough money in your house. You just don't want to sacrifice to get there.
Well, that was my point I was about to make. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't made the money you want to make, but what I was going to say was what Focus said. Work on your discipline before you get there, because let me be 1,000% sure with you, what happens when you get the money is you blow it.
Yep.
You make horrible choices and decisions. And like, I can't tell you how many times we had to eat crow because it was like, oh, I got this. Oh, I got that. Ooh, ooh, I'm doing the most. Ooh, I want this.
What is crow?
Wait, I need eat crow. Eat crow means nobody wants to eat a crow. It's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's a saying. It's called
I got you.
Yeah, you
got
to eat crow. So it's like, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. What you doing? You know, bought 6 cars, 20 TVs, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You 50 pair of Nikes. Like you just do stuff when you.
Dice, I need my TVs, Dice. No, I need my TVs.
What I'm saying is, Focus.
I'm just joking, Dice.
What I'm saying is, as I sit in a room with four flat screens right now.
I need my TVs.
We don't need now, never. I was like, the only other place we could put a flat screen right now is above the tub. And I just refuse to have one in the bath. I'm just over it. Okay. And it would be nice, but I would never get my husband back because we have jets in there. So that's why I'm like, he would never come out. He'd just be up in there. Oh, Lord. God bless y'all. For those of you who have that in your house, he's seen it and just stop posting your photo because we're not doing it. But I'm just saying, that's why I love this passage. If you know a season is coming, you're able to prepare. Like, we didn't know. Remember I said my husband, he lost a job for 10 months when I met him. I didn't know he would ever make over 6 figures. I you know, I'm like, he broke. We got 4 kids. Like, he got 3. What are we doing? You know, live with my mom's. What do you mean we'll be able to whoop de whoop? And, you know, so it's like, but we never prepared our hearts for the discipline. So it was like when the Lord began to bless, you just buy stuff you ain't never been able to buy. Cause that's hood mentality. Ooh, I ain't never been able to have that. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, 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 ooh. And you're not thinking like God was blessing you. You were getting pruned because he was preparing to bless you, and you blew it when he blessed you. So now you got to start all over. And I just wanted to share that story. Like, starting over is painful. Right. When you reflect on the blessing God gave you, like, I just squandered that. You know what I'm saying? I literally, you gave it. I begged for it. I prayed for it. You gave it because we sacrificed. And then I got in my head that I didn't need you anymore because I had the money that I had been praying for. So that's just a word for somebody concerning Ecclesiastes, talking about there is a season to everything. Like, even if you get yourself in a place financially, it doesn't mean you're not going to have a bad season. Like, these seasons are still going to come. Like, they coming for you, you know. But I love, we didn't talk about this part of this focus, is when we're talking about navigating life's divine seasons, what about the good seasons?
Yes.
Are you documenting those? Are you living it? Like some people be like, oh, I get blessed, but I ain't trying to celebrate. I'm celebrating. Every time we win an award, every time we got a show to go to, every time we got a every time we on the stage, you know, I'm jumping on the stage. Like, I'm like, this is my moment. I'm gonna eat this moment right here, because there will be another season. It's coming. And so every celebrational opportunity, every opportunity to grow and fix a relationship, when you at that next family reunion, you're like, man, I don't know if I'm gonna see my uncle ever again. Let me try to fix that, mend it. Because there is a time where you're gonna have to tear away from some relationships, you know? Every time you're around somebody at a birthday party and they kiki and laughing, and you're like, oh, I don't wanna go over there and kiki. Go over there and kiki. Go kiki, go laugh, go cut it up, because there's gonna be another season. That's not going to be so celebratory. And so it's like, if you really get into your word, you got everything in front of you. God is like, please, you know, there's going to be a time to heal something. So get yourself in a position to be able to heal a situation. You know, there's going to come a time where you're going to get hurt, you know? And so that's why I'm like, celebrate the wins, celebrate each day, but be intentional when you are in a season and you're like, okay, I feel pretty good today. Okay, well, if you feel good, call 10 people and check on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's going to be a day when you wake up and you're like, ooh, I don't even feel like, yeah. So seasonally, I love that we have the book of Ecclesiastes, and I love chapter 3. So I'm glad we talked about this today, but it goes both ways. Be happy when it's happy season is all I'm going to say.
And add to that, be happy season. The beautiful thing about being happy, when you up, listen, encourage others in their season. Be a source of encouragement to others and help them navigate through the seasons. Mm. Support them with wisdom, love, or resources, or just be a part of the collective journey as they go up too as well, or might need help to get to the place where you at. So encourage others. That's a beautiful thing about being a part of the community, being part of the body. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once you get up, once you, you know, get into a place where you celebrating, let's celebrate others too as well. That's why we always try to get roses on here to everybody that we talk to. No, because I want to salute you just like you should want to salute me. So make sure we encourage others. Yeah. We believers. That's a part of showing love. Shouts out to all y'all who believe in, you know what I'm saying, God's command, not mine.
Yeah.
No, I just want to know, because I think they'd be thinking it'd be like Focus and Dice. It's like, no. This is God's, one of his biggest commands was love.
Yeah.
So show love, encourage others, build up others to get to the same level as you. Yeah. We need to work together.
I love that. I know we got to go, but I think some people want to know why does God do this? Why do we have to go through the seasons? And I know for a fact it's so we remember him.
Yes.
And so, and for him to get our attention. And it's a season for everything concerning, you know, what we're talking about today. But Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Like, God is constantly giving us encouragement from a biblical perspective of, I'm here, but there is a process, you know, that these seasons, there's a process happening. I'm in it, but I'm faithful through it all. So y'all keep trusting God in and out of season, you know.
Shouts out to James Forson with that trusting in God song too as well. I feel like, yeah, that's that thing right there. You said trusting in God. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, we all trusting in God.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. Listen, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
The Fix is in.
Welcome back, family. You tap back into the Lyrics for the Mind, where we dive deep into lyrics of impactful songs and explore the mental health themes that they might address. Today, we're discussing NF's Let You Down, a powerful track that sheds light on personal struggles. So let's hop into these bars. Now, the chorus sets the tone, expressing the emotional turmoil NF is going through. It's a common sentiment for those dealing with mental health issues, feeling on the edge, or yearning for validation. And we have to be careful if we constantly look for other people's validation to validate us. NF opens up about him being a perfectionist and the constant pressure he puts on himself. This mirrors the reality for many individuals facing mental health challenges, where the pursuit of perfection can lead to self-doubt and disappointment. The repeated apology in the chorus highlights the burdens of guilt and often accompanies mental health struggles. It is a sincere expression of regret for not living up to perceived expectations. NF describes the difficulties of communication and the longing for understanding. This echoes the struggles individuals with mental health face in expressing their innermost feelings, often feeling unheard or misunderstood. The voices in NF's head getting loud symbolize the internal battles many face with their own thoughts. Shutting them out becomes a wish, representing the desires for peace within one's mind. We know the battlefield is in our minds, so we constantly are fighting that war each and every day. The decision to move out the stranded relationship depicts diverse and it sheds light on the impact of mental health on personal connections. It reflects the isolation and the challenges faced when dealing with inner turmoil. The repeated apologies and acknowledgement of the loud voices emphasize the ongoing struggle with self-blame and inner conflicts, which are prevalent in mental health experiences. NF's sincere apology in the outro reflects the vulnerability of acknowledging one shortcoming. A critical step in the journey towards mental health is the healing process. Got to put the work in. You got to want to be able to get healed and get whole. Now, let's look at some of these statistics. According to mental health organizations, 15 million people worldwide face mental health challenges. It's a critical that we continue to raise awareness and break the stigma surrounding mental health issues. Let You Down serves as a reminder that music can be powerful and that we need to continue to use powerful music on platforms for discussing mental health, fostering empathy, and encouraging everybody for the conversation to get better. This is Lyrics for the Mind, turning lyrics into lessons. Remember, you're never alone on this journey. Yes, sir. Woo-wee. That's that new banger right there. Shouts out to Pharrell. He did an amazing job. I don't know if you saw his latest Louis Vuitton thing he did, but listen, he picked up, he did the man's collection over last summer, and now he's already in the beginning of the year doing another collection with a lot of fire gear. Shouts out to you, Pharrell Williams, if you're listening. We definitely need to hook up with you.
Yeah, we want some gear. I'm sorry.
No, we want him to design us. We want him to style us for these awards we're going to this year. So get that in your spirit, Pharrell Williams. We would love for you to style us, Stellas, Doves, Kingdom Choice Award. It doesn't matter. Yeah, if you listen, just tell us where we got to meet up for the measurements. And you can listen. You can ship the stuff right to the destination for us. So yes. But yes, that was that joy. Pharrell Williams featuring Voices of Fire, his choir, certified banger. I'm keeping that thing in rotation. I know a lot of people, rock with it. Some don't. But shouts out to everybody who understands good music and is still inspirational music, faith based music. We know he's not a Christian hip hop artist, but that song right there. That's straight church, high church, and well, with the hip hop flavor on it.
Shout out to the Neptunes. They were big 1992 through 2004. And shout out to Timbaland, because that is Pharrell Williams' cousin. And all things Virginia Beach just go hard when it comes to artists. I just don't even understand it. But I was sitting here like thinking about when he was just into skateboarding and making music, and I'm like, there's no way that this man could have known that you would be leading Louis Vuitton all across the world at any given moment. I mean, he's a great writer. He's always been a great writer and a wonderful producer. But I love his story, because I'm like, he started humbly. He just kept going, kept being faithful. He's married with four children now. And everything from R&B to hip hop, this man has done it. And so I don't know, man. I just hope my career is anything on a level like this, folks. I'll be honest with you. Just getting to do what you want to do. All the art. He's worked with everybody.
He has worked with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real. So. How good was that Real Talk topic? Navigating life's divine seasons.
Always good. yeah, it's different seasons in life. So, and there's a season for everything. And I think when we remember that, then we're okay in our season. It's like, yeah, where there's a time to live, time to die, time to celebrate, you know, time to cry. Like there's a time for everything. So it's not just going to be, there's a time for sadness and then you just stuck there. It's like, no, there's a time for rejoicing, you know? So I just love this, talk from today because it kind of helps you to remember, like, I'm not going to be here forever. This is just a season.
Yeah, just that's a real. Season.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a season.
So,
and how good was Casso came on here and just preaching a little bit. Shouts out to
Casso. He had
all
time.
The young up and coming marriages. I love that new love, Dice. You can just feel that new love the way he talked about his wife on here. That really did it for me. I'm like, yeah, that's how you're supposed to do. That's how you're supposed to do. I pray that some of y'all took some notes, especially some of y'all young, you know, young single men out here. No, it's time, Dice. It's 2024, and I need the men to step up. Ooh. I need y'all to find y'all queen. But there's some things y'all probably got to do to get y'allself in order. Make sure your money tight. Mm. Make sure you understand what you want to do for a career, your profession. Mm-hmm. If you need to go to a trade school or college or you're an entrepreneur, make sure you get your business set up and everything. Because, again, you're supposed to be the priest, the prophet, and the provider for the house. So, yeah, get yourself together. But please, it's plenty of kingdom women out here waiting on a husband. I need the men to stand up. I need to just get back to the old school. I'm tired of all these women trying to pick up men. I don't know why how that became a new fad, Dice. It make it hard for my daughter, too, because my daughter is totally not that. She is like, I wish I would come over there and ask you for your number. If you should, you better chase me out the door because I'm smoking. Shout out to my baby. I love my baby. Shout out to you.
I feel that though.
My little girl. She's doing a great job.
Don't you go chase my dude. He looks so desperate.
And it's a lot of that going on though, Dice. I'm trying to figure it out.
Nah, I ain't trying to figure it out. I know what it is when I see it. I'm like, you don't trust God because you won't wait on him. So you think you can go over there and be like, I'm going to get on my knees and ask this dude to marry me. You know what? You're embarrassing him in front of his friends. I want you to stop. Okay? Please stop. And if a man don't want you, he just don't want you. And if he wants you, he gonna let you know. Because he gonna roll up on you and act like anybody else gonna get popped in the face if they act like they want you to.
Facts.
Because it's so easy. It's not complicated about this. That's why I'm like, man, either he into you or he not. Like, this really ain't gonna be no middle. And you gonna know which one it is. And you just tolerating which one you want to tolerate. That's for some of y'all. Tolerating people. The middle part. But I don't know. That's why I said there's some good men out here, but if you can't catch them, you just can't catch them. I don't know. Some people are supposed to be single. That's what Paul said. He wished some of y'all was single. So y'all can just do ministry. Okay? Focus on the things of God. Don't get distracted. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
If
that's what they gonna do, Dice, the problem is they ain't doing that. Yeah, they ain't focusing on God. They definitely ain't doing the ministry you talking about. They ain't doing it. Oh, they doing the ministry. Oh yeah. They got them jokers tiptoeing in the back and tiptoeing through windows and everything. It's a whole song.
Tiptoe ministry.
Why do you think these songs is this nice? Listen, because these are real situations of jokers. That's But wait till the kids go to sleep and come on over 2 a.m. We just the kids got to go to sleep first. What are we doing? We got to get better.
And we got to get better.
We in the church house every Sunday praising the Lord and doing these things. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm upset because, again, this is why we look like every. This is why don't nobody want to be a believer like us. They be like, no, I ain't coming to your church. You was just at happy hour the last 3 days right with me. I ain't shaming nobody getting a little communion. Listen, drink responsibly. But 3 days in a row, I don't know if that's just indulging in a little sip every now and then or if that's just called alcoholism. Like, at some point,
alcohol.
If you're sitting at the bar for 3 hours consecutively, 3 days in a row, what are we doing?
I don't know. I think they got to call the police after a certain... Well, either they can refuse to serve you or they can have you removed, too.
Well, they're not going to do that. They ain't doing that.
Some bartenders do that, you know?
Well, most of these women and men are not, they're not showing out, but they just ain't representing the body right. And then you wonder why you got these situations where y'all got all these soul ties because y'all ain't withstanding, you know, resisting from having sex You drinking there and y'all both lying to each other while y'all drink Yak and Ciroc and you think ain't nothing gonna happen in about 2 hours. Oh.
Ooh,
oh,
2 hours.
Feelings gonna happen. Things gonna arouse. The system was set up that way, Dice. It's a system that works every time. 9 out of 10. I just seen a lot of jokers who probably shouldn't have got none that night, got some. Yeah.
Well,
and they was at your local bar.
I was gonna say, I've seen a lot of kids where I'm like, their daddy don't know their daddy, or they don't live with their daddy because it was a Ciroc situation. It's like,
right.
Hennessy, what had happened was, yeah, you meet people, they be like, me and the mom, we really don't talk. And it's like, well, mom, y'all talk one night.
That's all it was. That's all it was. And they probably begged the person not to do this. Like, what are you doing? We don't have no relationship. Why would you want to have this baby? What are we doing?
It's punishment. Listen, there's some girls out here like, I'm about to have this baby. And that's what you get. If I was a guy, I would be way more protective of anybody I shared anything with. I'd be like, no, because whatever I share with you, this might be forever. We stuck like Chuck, so yeah.
Right. All right, we love y'all. Listen, go out and have a great day today. Continue to show the love of Christ, because we know that's what he wants you to do. Listen, Thirsting for the Lord and His Righteousness Thursday tomorrow. We got a special topic for y'all tomorrow. This Real Talk tomorrow. Listen, y'all thought these first three was off the hook. Wait till tomorrow. We got a good one for y'all. Yeah, we definitely got a good one for y'all. Of course, we got another exclusive spiritual detox. Justin Adams is going to have that Faith and Sports Report and much, much more. So listen, just tap in every single day with us. Thank y'all for waking up with us. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.